John, I'm going to say a name, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
I'm ready.
Albert Einstein.
Let's see, Albert Einstein, the theory of relativity, E equals MC squared, and the Nobel Prize.
Very nice. This is Science Matters. I'm Jerry McCoy.
And I'm John Henshaw.
Einstein did develop the theory of relativity, and he did get the Nobel Prize, but...
not for the theory of relativity.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Einstein's path to the Nobel Prize was anything but smooth. In 1895, he's only 16 years old, and Einstein applies to the Polytechnic University in Zurich, Switzerland. 16 years old, applying to university.
So it's pretty young to go to a university.
Little bit. And he's got fine math and physics scores, but his overall scores aren't good enough to let him in. Well, so he tries again at age 17, and this time he gets accepted to their four-year teaching program. And he graduates, and he starts looking for work, but nobody offers him a university teaching position.
Is this like the book publishers that turned down Harry Potter?
Yeah, something a little bit like it. How would you like to be the one who says no to Albert? I don't think so. So here he is. He's in his mid-20s, and in his spare time, he's thinking about the really big problems in physics, but without the benefit of academia. He doesn't have all the journals and the colleagues surrounding him.
So we're making the assumption here that being surrounded by academia is a positive thing?
Yeah, well, maybe not a good assumption. But in any case, in 1905, he submits four groundbreaking papers to the prestigious journal Annals of Physics, and he asks... humbly, modestly, in his own words, for them to publish it if there's room in the journal.
So I take it they found room.
Yeah, they found room, because any one of those four papers would have been enough to secure the lasting reputation of lesser scientists. But it was his paper on the theory of relativity for which he's best known. He gets nominated 11 different years for a Nobel Prize. But the theory of relativity, that's controversial. And the Nobel Committee doesn't want to give it to him until there's experimental confirmation of the theory of relativity.
They don't want to give him the Nobel Prize until they have experimental confirmation that the theory of relativity is really true.
Yeah, and they're not going to get that for another 30-plus years. To say that relativity was controversial may be a little bit of an understatement. One of the committee members has this to say: Einstein must never receive a Nobel Prize, even if the whole world demands it.
So was this put out in the form of a tweet?
Well, if it was a tweet, it's one I'm sure he'd like to have back. Well, he finally gets it in 1921, wins a Nobel Prize, but not for the theory of relativity. But instead, quote, for his services to theoretical physics, and especially for his explanation of the photoelectric effect.
So let me get this straight. So Albert Einstein wins the Nobel Prize in 1921 for something called the photoelectric effect, not the theory of relativity. Wouldn't this be a little bit like putting Babe Ruth in the Baseball Hall of Fame because he was a good pitcher? Any baseball fan could tell you Babe Ruth was a good pitcher, but that's not why he's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame because he was a great hitter. And Einstein's great home run was the theory of relativity.
Yeah, that's right. And the photoelectric effect, you know, it's not controversial. It's easier to understand. So that's what he gets it for, and not a word is said about his shining achievement, the theory of relativity. Well, Einstein refused to go to Stockholm to collect the prize.
Which is what everybody else does when they win the Nobel Prize.
And instead he gives his Nobel lecture to a completely different group of scientists in another city. And the Nobel Committee directed Einstein not to mention relativity in his lecture. But Einstein in his lecture talks only about relativity and not a word about the photoelectric effect. In Einstein's case, his fame and celebrity were hardly hype. He was the real deal. It could be argued that at least a couple of his groundbreaking ideas, the photoelectric effect and relativity, were each deserving of a Nobel Prize.
And let's not forget E equals MC squared.
Right. And though his path to the prize may have not have been typical or smooth, it's clear that he was destined to get the prize one way or the other for one thing or another. From the University of Tulsa, this is Science Matters. I'm Jerry McCoy.
And I'm John Henshaw.